You're listening to Reach Deeper and Deep, Janda, Myra Lawrence, of course, producer Dom behind the glass, and we were talking about Connor Hellebuyck and the contract extension that he signed today in Winnipeg, 6 years, $37 million. Big deal for that market, big deal for the Central Division as well. He did play very well this past year, Vezina candidate, and really, you know, for that market, solidifies that position until he's 31. And if you are a Central Division team and you've found it very difficult to beat Connor Hellebuyck last year, guess what? He's going to be there for the next 6 years.
Yeah, and you know what? Like $6 million per season, or 6.1, I don't think is outrageous. I'm just a little unsure of Connor Hellebuyck right now. Like, yes, Vezina finalist, had one heck of a season, franchise record for wins. He had 44 of them, but that's one season. That's just one season, Randy.
I like what I saw, and he's got a good defense in front of him. Like, that's how you win. You have to have a good back end, and Winnipeg has that. They've given him support, and if you have snipers that can dominate as far as offensive zone, possession and scoring, yeah. I think it's a $6.1 million for me is a bargain in today's NHL. To talk a little bit more about this contract extension, we are now joined by Sean Reynolds of Sportsnet. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. As you can tell, I'm pretty jacked up as far as this deal for the Jets. $6 million, $6.1 million a year for Connor Hellebuyck. I think it's a great deal for the Jets. But how does Jets Nation feel about this?
Well, I think they're pretty happy about it. And I think this is one of those deals that kind of satisfies everybody from all sides. If you think back to last year and the struggles that Connor Hellebuyck had as he was trying to come in and be a full-time goaltender in the NHL, if you would have told him back at the end of last year that next summer he would be signing the deal that he signed here today, I think he would have been extremely happy with that deal. I think he's already, as it is, extremely happy with this deal. I had thought, you know, when I was kind of penciling in what I thought it was going to cost for the Jets to get all of their restricted free agents in their lineup signed to deals, I had pegged that deal to be somewhere between $6 and $7 million. So, I mean, I think they did a really good job. And the situation that the Jets are in right now, they need to save everything they possibly can. And I think, you know, based on what Connor Hellebuyck has showed and what he expects from himself and what I think the organization expects from him in the future, I think they've got him at a real bargain.
Sean, you're talking about the cap space as well, too. And right now, you know, there are guys that need to be locked up. Winnipeg does have a bunch of money to spend. But what's the next priority for this team and get signed?
Well, I would think it would be trying to figure out the situation with Jacob Trouba. I mean, nothing has ever come easy with Jacob Trouba when it comes to, you know, signing him and getting under him under contract. So, I mean, I think that's the big one for them. But, I mean, they've got Brandon Tanev they need to deal with. Josh Morrissey is going to be a very important part for this team. So trying to get him under contract. This is where the Jets are right now. They like the team that they have, and they're all up and coming. And they're on the rise. So that the job their general manager has to do is try and catch these guys on the rise and get them locked into deals that right now today look like they're really good deals. But then maybe down the road, as these players get better and better, they become deals of very high value. That's what we saw from Mark Scheifele, who's, you know, under $7 million and turning into one of the best centers in the NHL. They've got him locked up for a number of years, and that deal has already been massive value for the Winnipeg Jets. So that's what their goal ends up being. I think they think that they've done that today by signing Connor Hellebuyck to the deal that they've signed him to. That's what they need to keep doing. The other big question, though, that they need to be looking at in terms of what you've asked is the one thing that I think is very interesting is not so much this summer, but next summer, and how they may try and take care of those deals potentially this summer. Do they get an extension going with a player like Kyle Connor? Are they going to get Blake Wheeler under contract this summer to an extension because he comes up after next summer? And, of course, Patrick Laine, who has proven to be one of the best scorers in the league, he's going to need a new deal next year. That is the exact kind of player that you maybe want to tie down to a number that may look big now, but as he gets better and better, you know, down the road, if you sign him and you can get him to one of those deals, that's where you're able to keep a team together that has a shot at doing what this team really believes it has a shot at doing.
Sean, what kind of money do you think Patrick Laine will command if they decide to lock him up this year?
Well, I mean, I see eight figures. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, Jack Eichel being a player who's making $10 million a year, I think that that's the start. I mean, everything that I keep hearing is that's the base of any deal that they would be talking about, is that you'd be starting at $10 million a year. And I mean, what more could you really ask for from this kid? I mean, he scored how many goals? You know, he's up near the highest scoring teenagers ever in the history of the game. He's done everything you could possibly ask him to do. And, you know, there were some conversations that Patrick Laine last year actually struggled, that you didn't see him at his best, that he, you know, gave the puck away a little bit more often than they were comfortable with him doing, that he still has a lot to learn, and yet he's still going out and putting up 40-goal seasons and probably would have definitely had a shot at a 40-goal season in his 18-year-old year if he had not been injured for a stretch of that season. So, I mean, you know, or you have a very good idea already of what you are going to get from Patrick Laine. He scores goals. He does it and makes it look easy at times, and that's the hardest thing to do in the NHL. So there's a premium on that. So I would fully expect that deal, to the starting point of it, to be in the neighborhood of $10 million.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Sean Reynolds of Sportsnet in Winnipeg, covering the Jets. And Sean, I look at that roster right now, and I see a little bit of a hole as far as Paul Stastny was the second-line center after the trade deadline, one of the best pickups in the NHL. And you look at that second line, and who's going to play there? Will the Jets make a move or look to fill that void internally?
Everything that I have seen so far is pointing to them giving Jack Roslovic a chance at filling one of those center roles. Now, I guess they know that they can always go back to Brian Little if they need to. You know, a lot of people, you know, felt like the sky was falling when Stastny didn't re-sign, but you realize that the Jets did the vast majority of what they did last year without him in the lineup. He didn't show up until the trade deadline. So they had been getting the job done as a team with exactly what they have right now. But this is a team that believes very, very highly in its ability to draft and to develop players. And we saw that last year with Kyle Connor, who comes out and scores 30 goals as a rookie. We've seen that over the past couple of years with Patrick Laine or a player like Nick Ehlers. They believe highly in that. And one thing that we've seen is when they've brought these players up, they've been quick to success. So you have to think that if you're bringing up a guy like Jack Roslovic, and if you do decide to give him a chance on that second line, well, he's got a 29-goal score on one side and a 44-goal score on the other side. He's got a lot of speed. He's the exact kind of player that he's built for the new NHL. So, I mean, you're giving that player every circumstance under which he has a chance to succeed. And the beauty of it is you've got such a dominant, strong top line with Mark Scheifele and Kyle Connor and Blake Wheeler that even though you are playing, you know, if you do give him a chance to be a second line center in the NHL, you're playing sheltered to a degree because that top line is so strong and is able to chew up so many minutes and so many tough game situations that you can, as a coach, Paul Maurice is able to find the right fits and the right times to put a player like Jack Roslovic out there and to have him succeed. And never mind the fact that he has shown already he's a very, very good player. I think that he gets a shot, and I think he runs with it.
To circle back to Connor Hellebuyck for one second, there are certain people, such as my co-host, that kind of doubt whether maybe he can follow up last year's season just because it was 1 year. I've heard his interviews. He seems like he's a very focused individual. To people that doubt his maybe whether this contract is a smart move signing to a long-term extension, what do you have to say to that?
Well, I do understand it. You know, if you're out there and you're looking and all you see are Connor Hellebuyck's NHL numbers, and you see that 2 years ago he didn't have a very good year and then this year he had a really, really good year, you know, you might be able to explain that away or may not feel that you have enough of a base. The Winnipeg Jets, they do their homework. They have a really good track record of catching players on the upswing. If you ask them and had a frank conversation with Kevin Cheveldayoff, I'm sure he would tell you that he thinks that he's getting Connor Hellebuyck on the way up, not on the way down or plateauing. And I can just say personally, from dealing with him, from talking with him, this is one of those guys that you know is extremely focused. He leaves no stone unturned as far as trying to get better as a player. He's got a phenomenal work ethic. He's extremely confident. He doesn't get shaken easily. And the one thing that you do know is regardless of what happens, he is going to put in the effort to try to be the best goalie that he can be. And he's shown so far that when he puts his mind to it, he's able to get there. He's not the kind of guy who's going to turn around and rest on his laurels. He's the kind of guy who's going to come into this next season and say, hey, I came that close to winning the Vezina Trophy. This year I want to win it. That's the kind of guy I want to be signing to a deal, because at least you know you're going to get the effort. And very often those efforts, or that effort, leads to the results you're looking for.
We are in conversation with Sportsnet's Sean Reynolds. And Sean, okay, enough about hockey. It's off season right now. You're supposed to be taking time off, yet you're talking to us here in July. What do you have?
Nothing I would rather do right now.
You're a great liar.
Yeah.
As far as your off season, what do you have in store until this kicks into gear in a couple of months?
Well, to me, it's just, it's a lot of, I'm very interested in how the Jets are going to put this salary structure together and make it work. It's an interesting situation. It's very different than a lot of the other situations around the league, because again, all of what these deals seem to be in Winnipeg is projecting where a player is going to end up. And, you know, I've had very interesting conversations with Paul Maurice about that very thing, about, you know, Mark Scheifele came in and they didn't know what his ceiling was, but they said very confidently, they said, we don't know what his ceiling is going to be, but we do know that he is going to reach his ceiling. And that doesn't happen very often. A lot of times players don't necessarily have the work ethic to squeeze everything they possibly have out of themselves. But they said they knew with Mark Scheifele that whatever his ceiling was going to be, he was going to reach it. Now, his ceiling probably ended up, admittedly, by Maurice, to be even higher than what they expected it to be. But that's what all these projections are. So we saw that last year when Nick Ehlers was signed to $6 million, a long-term contract of $6 million a year. Well, they signed him to that deal. They liked what they saw from him. He follows up the next year and gets 29 goals. He's basically a 30-goal scorer at the age of 22, and he's on his way up. So all these deals that you're seeing Winnipeg sign, that the tricky balance is, you know, trying to make sure that you're paying these kids a little bit for potential, but maybe enough that their potential outstrips what they end up being worth. It gets tougher with a guy like Patrick Laine. I don't think that a couple of years ago they thought that maybe, and maybe they're not, maybe I'm off on that number. I don't think I am. But, I mean, did they think that they were going to be paying a 21-year-old player, you know, an eight-figure salary a couple of years ago? I don't think they thought that. But you know what? We've heard this before. And one of our guys said it during the free agent frenzy. Kevin Cheveldayoff has done too good of a job. He's done too good of a job finding good players, developing good players, and it's put him in the situation he's in right now where he needs to find the money to pay him. But he's also done a very, very good job of getting a good price on those guys on the way up so that at some point they're outperforming their contract.
He's done an amazing job building through the draft, and I know other Canadian markets, especially Vancouver, is paying attention to that.
Yes.
Sean, thank you very much, as always, for joining us on the show.
Sportsnet 650.